Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show? Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about in the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios and the WGN Radio Network, Team MVP starts now.
Hello, Brian Altimer here, live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Call of Duty Modern Warfare will be released next month, and I can't wait. The game is partially available to play on beta, and I had a chance to actually play it. And I needed somebody to talk to me about this game because I just can't wait until the game is fully released. So joining me today is the associate editor at GameSpot, Michael Higgum, to give his thoughts on the game and what we can expect. Back. Michael, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right. Now, first and foremost, I'm currently playing the latest Call of Duty, the Black Ops, and that one didn't have a story mode. So with Call of Duty Modern Warfare, are they going to bring back the story mode?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the big bullet points for Modern Warfare. Now, just to preface this, though, we did play the beta, and the story mode isn't part of the beta. But from what we know so far, they're really putting a lot of resources into it. At least what they've been presenting is like, hey, we're trying to say something a little bit more meaningful or powerful about the state of warfare and like what soldiers might have to go through and the decisions that they have to make, at least trying to convey that message. As to whether or not it's going to land or if they're going to do it right, who's to say? But they are putting a earnest effort into making a full-on story mode with Modern Warfare.
That was one of the things I've got when I actually played the beta, like the realism of it, because, you know, most of the Call of Duties, if you played the old versions, they kind of had like a cartoony feel.
Sure, and
this one, it seemed more real. And, you know, I served in the Marine Corps, so when I was playing this game, as far as the sound effects and the different weapons you can use, they pretty much got it on point as far as like how real these weapons seem to be.
Yeah, that's another thing that they've been pushing with this new version of Modern Warfare. Like what you said earlier, is that over the years, Call of Duty's kind of become a lot more fast, a game that feels fast and loose, especially with Black Ops 4, where you got operators who have like these, they're superpowered soldiers with all kinds of crazy technology.
Yeah.
And like, that's cool and all, but what they're doing in Modern Warfare is like bringing it back down to earth in terms of like stripping away a lot of the extraneous stuff. And then by doing that, they have to insert something else new. They can't just strip away everything and then give it back to you. Mm-hmm. They have to change things at a fundamental level. So they're doing a lot of that with how the gunplay works, the sound design, map design, how like the soldiers are moving. Like, you move slower. You have to think about positioning a lot more and a lot more teamwork. So, and I talk about this with other folks all the time when they ask me how Modern Warfare is, and it's a lot of smaller changes that build up to make the game feel fundamentally different.
Yeah, and to me, it's fun. Let's talk all the new stuff that they added, because one of the things that I've noticed, and I touched on it a little bit because I wanted to get a feel of just everything, was the NVG mode, and that one blew me away. So what else did they add to it?
There's one mode that they haven't tested yet in beta, but that's coming next week with the new beta phase. It's called Ground War, where it's 20-on-20.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, like Call of Duty's always been a bit smaller. Like, you think about Battlefield and their that series thing is like, hey, we got 32, we got 64 players against another 64 players or something like that, feels huge. So this is kind of treading on new ground for Call of Duty. Some of my colleagues actually tried this out a month ago at an event. And, you know, it really depends on how the maps are going to play. Because when you shove 20 or 40 players and pit them against each other, there's a lot of ways in which, you know, things can fall apart. But for them, they're like, hey, like, at least the map that we played, there was, you know, it was sensible. It was fun. And it felt hectic without breaking the foundation of what Call of Duty is trying to do. So that's a new mode. And we're going to get a taste of that next weekend or 2 weekends from now. Another new thing is the cyber attack mode, which I think is pretty dope, because it's basically like, at the foundation, it's demolition mode, where two teams have this site they're trying to defend, but there's one bomb and they both have to rush for it and all that. The thing is that if your teammate gets down, you can revive them within 2 minutes. So it changes the dynamic of how players react to deaths on their team.
Right, right.
So, yeah, everyone gets one life, but if someone revives you, it can shift the dynamic of a single match drastically. So, for example, if it's 1v1 and there's like 1 minute left, it's like, oh, I can revive my teammate, and then all of a sudden it's 2v2, and then now it changes the tactics like on the spot. So cyber attack mode is actually one of my favorite modes. And then, like you mentioned, the night vision mode, I think that's wild because it changes the way you move. It makes the tactics a lot more slower. And I'm like, I'm not going to bust into this room because there's like, there might be folks there and I don't even know if I'm going to see them. And then there's like areas of the map that are like really well lit. So you have to like take off your night vision goggles in certain areas if you actually want to see something. It's a lot more slower, deliberate. You got to think twice before you make moves. And I really like what night vision mode is bringing to the table.
In the Marine Corps, we used to call it a fog of war. I think they pretty much emphasized on that, especially with the MVG mode. Even with the team death matches and demolition, it's like they wanted you to have that feel like you was actually on the battlefield. And like you said before, the reviving of your teammate is the whole no man left behind. We all go home or nobody goes home. That's one of those things that I really loved about it. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Now, Call of Duty, no matter what, there's always different levels to buy. And I noticed that on the beta mode, they gave you the option to buy three different versions of this particular one. So What's the difference between the three?
I can't recall exactly what each version is, but there's always the standard base edition where you get the game and that's it. Then they have like a deluxe edition where you get like extra like guns and skins for them. And then like the ultimate edition where you get actually get something in like a pair of night vision goggles or like a model, like a toy model soldier or something. I'm not exactly sure what Modern Warfare is doing, but they have done that in the past where if you buy the special edition, we're going to get you a pair of night vision goggles, which is wild. But expect to see that on there and you can check out all the different stuff that's on pre-order. But yeah, they always like want to dole out extra editions or whatever for that kind of stuff.
All right. I got a couple of texts coming in because I did tell people I was going to be talking to you about it and people, they're really excited about it. One person, this is Robert from Downers Grove. He's asking, would this Call of Duty have a zombie or alien mode?
This isn't the one. If you're looking for that, you get that with Black Ops 4. Black Ops 4 had a lot of content when it came to a zombies mode. So I feel like they put a lot of resources into making sure that zombies mode was good for Black Ops 4. But Modern Warfare is very much a serious take on this style of game. So you're not going to get that wacky stuff. As much as that stuff can be fun, this isn't the game that's going to be doing that. This is a very grounded game, whether it's like in both gameplay and with the stories and the modes that they're trying to put in it.
All right, this text coming in from Derek from Calumet City. He says, I've already downloaded the beta version, so would I have to buy the full version from the beta mode and still have to download 27 more gigs? Because he noticed that it was 27 gigs of space that he needed.
Yeah.
So once he has the beta, does he have to then buy it from the beta?
Well, if you've pre-ordered the game, or like if you were going to play the full game, I'm 99% sure you have to download a separate client because the beta client is just, here's a piece of the game, here's an unfinished build of the game. So when that's done, like that is its own separate client. So when you do get the full game, you're going to have to download it, like the entire thing. And it's going to be more than like 27.5 gigs. I think that's how big the file size was. It's going to be bigger than that because it's going to be the full game. So they are two separate entities. So if you're worried about data caps or download speeds, like that's just one thing to keep in mind. But if you have the game pre-ordered digitally, you'd have to do that anyway.
All right. Last question. This is from Justin in Chicago. Will this game be a part of Call of Duty World League series?
I imagine, yeah. I don't know if Activision has said exactly what their plans are in terms of esports with this game, but it's hard for me to imagine a world in which Activision doesn't push this to become something on an esports level, because I think that like, they want to push that sentiment with each of these games. Like, these are competitive games, and we take that, or and Activision would say that they take that very seriously, especially with how this game plays in terms of how much emphasis is putting on tactics. So it would be, if you pay attention to like the esports scene with Call of Duty, I would be disappointed if this game wasn't included in that. And I'm like 99% sure that Activision is going to be pushing Modern Warfare on the esports scene.
All right, and there you have it. Michael Higgum, associate editor at GameSpot. Make sure you check out GameSpot.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you check that out. And Call of Duty, I've been with this game for so long. It feels like it's part of my life. The only first-person shooter that I really play religiously. And just based off the beta alone, I'm so satisfied with what I've seen so far with the beta. So if you haven't pre-ordered this game yet and you're a first person shooter, you love it, definitely get this game. It is so awesome. And thanks for joining me, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and WGN Radio Network. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact@masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.